Hello and welcome back to the Thank the Phoenicians podcast. I am pleased to welcome you back to our third 5-Minute Friday. I decided to release these every other week on the week that I didn't release the full episode. That's why you didn't get one 2 weeks ago. Wait, no. Let me think. Sorry. No, that's why you didn't get one last week or the week before that, because I had already released two. So I just counted that. But anyways, please check us out on Instagram at, I think you can find us at, it's TTP, well, Thank the Phoenicians dot podcast, I think, on Instagram. Anyways, check it out. We haven't been posting and we probably won't post for a while. And then we also have... please email us your questions. I want to do a questionnaire episode where I answer all these questions. We'll be releasing that end of November. We also have Everest coming out next week. So that should be fun. And anyways, so here are the fun facts. It's a Small World is an attraction that Walt built for the World's Fair. There are two Dumbo attractions in Walt Disney World. It's a Small World is a real clock. Dumbo opened 1 month after Disneyland opened. There are 289 dolls that sing the song It's a Small World. All the Dumbos were supposed to be pink. It's a Small World is decorated for the holidays with the song Jingle Bells. You now hear the dolls sing that. At Disney World, you have a buzzer to tell you when you can wait in line for Dumbo. Also, I don't know if I already told you how you can find us, how you can email us. It's ttpcousins@gmail.com. Anyways, email us your guys' questions so we can do a question episode in a few weeks. And anyways, here are the interviews. Okay, so we're trying something a little bit different. I've got my three interviewees, is what I will call them.
And viewies?
Viewies, yes, right with me. Anyways, and so we'll just take 3 minutes and we'll chat with each of them for about 1 minute and ask them what they think of which attraction they like better. Anyways, I'm wasting a little bit of a time, so. Anyways, let's start with you, Hiram. Do you like Small World or Dumbo better?
Probably say Small World.
And why is that?
I don't know. Like, Dumbo, there's a lot of rides like Dumbo, but not Small World.
That is true.
And this was a tough one to make, so I spent a little while thinking about it.
Hey, how about you, Esther?
I like, Dumbo better, because the last time we went to Disney World, someone chose the Dumbo that I wanted, but the next time I got to do it. I just love going up and down.
What's your favorite color? Of Dumbo?
Teal.
Teal? The teal one? Is that the one you wanted? And you got it?
Someone took it.
But then you got it again.
Next time.
Okay, do you like sitting in the front or the back? There's two parts, right? No.
Yeah, the front can... The
no, front I want to say it doesn't.
I yes, think there's only... Does.
The front controls up and down.
I think there's only one part.
No, it does.
Alright, we'll have to look.
I anyways. Like being in
the front. But the front gets to just go up and down.
I always wanted to do
if
that.
If there is a front. Okay.
I've done it before.
Hey, how about you, Phoebes?
I personally like Small World better just because I've had a lot more memories than on Dumbo, and it's more of a family-friendly ride than Dumbo, I feel like. Because, some people don't want to fit into the little Dumbo ride, you know, and go up and down and up and down. But I think Dumbo's also a great ride, and you guys should go on it if you guys want to. But I personally like Small World better, so, yeah.
Yeah, it's Small World. It is a great, great ride. I'd probably choose It's a Small World. I normally won't give my opinions on these, but for this one, I'd say It's a Small World. I mean, I know on your last, on the last one, obviously you would know it's Splash Mountain over, was it Buzz Lightyear? Yeah, it was Buzz Lightyear. Speaking of which, we accidentally put the wrong interview into that episode. And so if you guys have listened to that episode, you'll hear that there's one about Everest versus teacups. And so I'm sorry about that. But anyways, always remember to thank the Phoenicians. Thank you guys for coming on.
Yeah.